Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get the headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose one of our 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Miami Heat, they're back in action tonight against the Indiana Pacers at 7:30. Last night, they beat the Pelicans 119-108. Tyler Hero, 32 points, but apparently not good enough to even be ahead of Jordan Poole in the All-Star voting.
What are we even doing?
That's a disgrace.
Do you know his stats on the year, Jordan Poole?
I am looking at Jordan Poole's stats on the year. He's averaging under 22 points a game, and he plays for a 6-win Wizards team.
Bum.
6 wins that Wizards team has. And he's ahead of Tyler Hero in the voting.
I just don't understand. I really just don't understand. What does it take?
I don't know. I don't know what it would take. That is shockingly low.
Yeah.
Shockingly low.
LaMelo Ball is number one.
Yeah, that's a weird one. He doesn't, you know, LaMelo Ball plays a different sport than everybody else. He plays tremendously fun. Like, he'll, like, shoot it out of his butt from half court, and there's just no repercussions because it's his franchise.
You know what he plays? N1 basketball.
Yeah, it's just lunacy what he gets to go play. But there's no, like, there's no...
He does everything but bounce it off somebody's head.
Pretty much. Yeah, he's basically like a foot away from a Globetrotter, you know?
Okay, you know, I'm looking at the list, though. And, it's a rough list, let's just say. It's rough. In the guards, you get four, right? Four guards? Two starters, two backup?
Yeah, something like that. I think it's two starters, two reserves, and then they'll probably pick wild cards.
So you got to understand, LaMelo Ball, even if he wasn't having a great season, he is the representation of the youth. The youngins are going to vote for LaMelo Ball. It's just always going to happen.
He's got very popular shoes, yeah?
Yes. Popular shoes, popular play style, streaming, online. He just has a social media presence of some sort that, like, the young kids resonate with.
But at least with LaMelo Ball, like, all right, he has, you know, he's averaging over 30 points. He, like, he does put up insane numbers, even on his no repercussions crazy-ass team.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not that surprised to see LaMelo Ball high.
For sure.
But to see Tyler Hero behind the likes of, like, Jordan Poole and Trae Young...
See, that's where I'm,
I mean,
like,
Trae Young. Maybe see, Trae Young. I'm gonna say that Trae Young is another one. I don't mind him being behind Trae Young.
Remember those offseason workout videos?
And if you look at the list,
but it's not even like he's behind him, Leroy. He's way behind him.
Yeah.
Now this is the part that's shocking.
Yeah, he's
forget the behind. Jordan Poole part of it.
Hmm?
That Derek White's that close.
Right.
That's crazy. Yeah, that is crazy.
Right. Like, it's not even the fact that he's behind, like, he's way behind. Like, Jimmy's got more votes than him.
Than yeah, Tyler?
That I don't know.
Look at him. Like, well, Jimmy's in the front court, but, like, look, yeah. He's got, like, twice the votes that Tyler does.
Right.
Jeez.
And what do you think that is? Do you think that's the Heat fan not showing up? Do you feel
no,
like that?
I think that's, every time you turn on TV, they're talking about Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, maybe.
And like he said.
Man. But, like, who?
Like, I don't care. Y'all talking about me. That's fine. Like, I can deal with that.
Look, Heat fan, you got to look at this. Orlando's got two guys, at least in the top 10 for their guys. Paolo Banchero, what has he played? 4 games this season?
I know.
He's fourth in the front court? This all-star voting is stupid. He is great. No, he's a great player. But Leroy, he hasn't played. He's been out since the second week of the season.
Averages 20-plus.
I understand. But Paolo Banchero hasn't played this season. He's basically been out since the second week. And he's fourth in front court voting.
Who do you take out from this guards list, though? Like, I'm trying to do it now, and I'm looking at everyone's numbers.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a loaded guard class, but LaMelo Ball plays on a 7-win team. Like, Tyler Hero's at least on a winning. No, but his numbers, but Tyler Hero's numbers are efficient, and they're great, and his team is actually good.
Can I just say, when fans vote for players, nobody ever says he's efficient. Like, that's a basketball thing.
You just want a Ferris wheel out? I mean, listen, it is the All-Star
game. I'm just telling you, nobody's saying, hey, I voted for that Tyler Hero. That boy is efficient. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
Love that man's purr.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard.
Yeah, you know, I was even considering him. Like, what has he really done this season? It was pretty good. Cade Cunningham, obviously.
Cade Cunningham is having a really good year.
Unfortunately, also having a good year. Jalen Brunson, good. You know,
I have no problem with Jalen Brunson.
So I like Maxey.
I looked at Maxey, too. I was like, oh, that's another one. He probably hasn't done anything. He's averaging.
Maxey's not. Maxey isn't as efficient as Tyler Hero, though. He's not as good a shooter as Tyler Hero is.
That team with the big tree always out.
Carrying them to what? They're like five games under 500.
Hustle okay, again. So it's about winning.
You don't think that should play any part of being an All-Star?
I mean, like, are we voting on players or teams?
But he's the best player on the team. You don't think that should have an impact on what you're doing? Like, let me for
example. I would say so is Tyrese Maxey.
Okay, but even not as,
with Joel Embiid.
But Tyler Hero's had to go a third of the season without Jimmy Butler.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. Like, yeah, I'm not saying Tyler Hero shouldn't be there, but what me and Marcos are saying is, if you look at who would you move out.
I would definitely
move out Jordan Poole. That's a looter and a riot.
Jordan Poole for sure. I think you should be ahead of Maxey. I think you should be ahead of Cade Cunningham, Trae Young. I think the only guys that you could definitely say have had better seasons than him right now or are in his class. From my standpoint, he should be in the fan standpoint. Yeah, that's okay. Congratulations.
Okay, that's fine.
Donovan Mitchell, Brunson for sure, maybe Lillard.
Not LaMelo Ball.
Come on, dude. He's a Ferris wheel on the court.
Again, but you're saying Tyler Hero should be above the guy who's leading
Leroy,
the voting.
If you think if Tyler Hero didn't play for the Hornets, he couldn't go out there and average 32?
Okay. Yeah, I'm not saying no. I can't.
A 7-win Hornets team?
No, I'm saying I can't say that you're wrong. No, I'm saying yeah. Okay, but all right. So in your own list,
I'm not even
the
saying
the guy look, who's leading the voting, mm-hmm. Tyler Hero would be above it.
I think he should be above him, yeah. But, like, he's telling you, like, the reason that LaMelo Ball is out. But, Leroy, a lot of this does have to do with shoe stuff. Like, a big reason why LaMelo Ball is that popular. Like, do you think LaMelo Ball should be above Jalen Brunson?
No.
Like, that's what we're talking about here. This guy's got out there, you know, more votes than, like, Jalen Brown. I mean, this is a crazy thing that he's up there that high.
You know, it is something. I just think
it's shocking for me, not who he is behind. There's a couple of guys that I would move him ahead of, right? It's shocking to me that Tyler Hero, a starter who averages, what, 20? What does he have? 20?
24.
24. Is
over 24 now. Almost 24.
Only five. 1,000 ahead of Derek White?
Yeah.
That's the part that...
But behind Jordan Poole's the worst one.
But you can't say...
Like, that's got to be like Warriors remnants.
Right. You can't say to me, but he's efficient in his per. Fans don't think like that. Like, for us, yeah. Is he a better point guard because of that than a lot of the guys on that list? Yes. Absolutely. But, like, yeah, I don't know. You and according to you, you would take Tyler off that list.
Tyler Hero's been one of the best shooters in the league this year.
Yes, I'm not. There's nothing that you're saying that's not true. But you say he should be third. So my guess is he'll probably be a coach's pick.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's not even like
Who's the coach?
I haven't picked that yet. It's only the first return.
That matters too.
It's whoever's number one. So it'll probably be Missoula, right? Unless they can't do back to backs, then I guess it'll be Atkinson. It'll be Atkinson.
I was gonna say if it's Missoula, then he's gonna pick the he picked Derek White.
I think it's all coaches vote. I don't think he just gets to pick the coaches. I don't think he just gets to pick himself.
Okay.
But even this way, like, it's not even just fan voting. I think fan voting now for the starters is like, I think it's 50%, and then I think it's player, and then I think it's coaches, and then they pick the reserve from there.
Okay, so like, if what you're saying is true, then the powers that be would acknowledge that,
mm-hmm.
and go with that efficiency and that purr and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's fine. I just think his season's being slept on. His season's been great.
But if he's still selected as an all-star based on the basketball people, you know, acknowledging that, who cares? Who cares if your efficient and purr is not, you know, fan voted? If the basketball people say he's one of the top four, now my question is, even based on the basketball people,
mm-hmm.
how there's only two or three guys he can move ahead of, right? So that still makes it
fit. I don't think that's true. I mean, like, if you're just going on like a points per game average, like if you're talking about Maxey averages 25, Tyler Herro averages 24.5, like you're they're going to have to pick in some way. Like, how many reps are the Sixers going to get based on their season, based on what Miami's doing?
Right.
You know?
No, I got to. I just, like, I think as a basketball person, they look at that team and go, he never has Embiid.
Yeah, but Tyler Herro's gone a third of the year without Jimmy Butler.
But not having Embiid is a bigger loss than Heat not having. Because the 76ers... it's hard to win without Embiid. The Heat have won some games without Jimmy Butler.
I guess. I think that's a quibbling thing, though. Like, Jimmy Butler's still, he's still their max player. Like, and
I mean, I'm not, okay, but he's not their highest leading scorer.
Well, Tyler is.
Right. So, is Tyler leading scorer because Jimmy's not there?
No, I would say Tyler.
Right. So why are you talking about Jimmy? Whereas,
because your argument is, well, there's been no Embiid, and I'm saying like he's missed a lot of games already, Jimmy Butler. He has.
No, I know. I'm basically saying the Philadelphia Sixers without Embiid are nowhere. But Miami has been able to keep afloat without Jimmy. Or 25-minute, 5-point Jimmy. So, like, between the games he's missed and those amount of games, how many games has he really, you know?
Yeah, but, like, you're going to get to a point with the Heat, right? Like, let's say the Heat stay in this 4-5-6 where they're basically at right now. Like, they're in the same, they're in the same place with Orlando, Milwaukee, Atlanta. You know, they're all, like... 14 losses, 15 losses. They're all the same, right? Mm-hmm. All those teams are not going to get two All-Stars. So if the Bucks get Giannis Antetokounmpo, do they also get Damian Lillard? Like, you know, from my standpoint, like, all right, the only teams that deserve two...
You're going to say Dame shouldn't be on the All-Star
team? I'm saying from a standpoint, does that team deserve two All-Stars?
Why? I mean, I don't know. You're looking like you... I don't know what the rules are.
I'm not saying so they're not rules. Usually, if a team gets like an East team, usually will get like if you get two All Stars, damn, your team was awesome. Three All Stars, that's effing crazy. You know, like you're talking like Heat Big Three, where they would get all three of those guys.
They have, two guys are averaging over 25 points, right? How many is Dame averaging?
25 points on.
Right, two guys averaging 25 on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
And you say they both don't, they shouldn't have two because of their record? I don't, Like, that's the argument. I'm not saying you're wrong about any of it.
Well, there's got to be tiebreakers on some
really
of this stuff.
I'm just really confused at how every single person has a different way to determine who an all-star is, and it's all based on guy.
There's a lot of good guys, and I'm trying to figure – you got to figure out tiebreakers eventually, don't you? Like, you're just –
tiebreakers is like, yeah, the numbers. Or – yes, you could go tiebreaker where your team is.
Yeah, but like that's the thing with the numbers. It's like, okay, you're telling me Tyler Hero or Damian Lillard did the same thing. Like, yeah, he did the LaMelo of averaging like 32 on the terrible Blazers team. You're telling me Tyler Hero couldn't do that if he was on a team where they were four or five with 7 wins in an entire season?
Yes, but
and you're averaging 30, great.
You're talking about what he could do if he had the same opportunities as these other guys who are playing on these bad teams. Okay, that's not how you select an all-star.
It should be.
Well, you're setting all these different scenarios because it's your guy. Like, all you have right now is the information in front of you. Not what could be, not if he was in that situation. That's it.
Leroy.
That's all you
Leroy.
Have to go
LaMelo by. LaMelo Ball takes 25 shots a game.
Okay.
Okay. Tyler Hero takes under 18.
Right. No, again, efficiency and all those.
It's not efficiency. It's opportunity. Like, he's out there. LaMelo Ball's just doing whatever he wants. He takes 25 shots a game.
To the basketball people, that matters. So Tyler Hero, when the coaches and the players vote on it, might have a different opinion than the fans. That's what I started off saying.
Tell these fans to grow up, especially the kid ones voting for LaMelo Ball.
Grow up, Peter.
Why is every argument based
Tell
on
him
what
to
your
grow up?
Is?
It's time to grow up.
I told you. The shoes, the shoes. Scoring, right? All that stuff matters.
What did I get my boy Wonders?
Voting.
Give me those.
Good luck. Those don't even sound cool. Unless
you don't sound cool.
They're on a dead body. Then they're mine.
Your shoes look extra deceased today.
Look at this.
I'm not lying.
Crusty.
I'm not Those arguing here. And here's, let's be clear. I'm not arguing on whether I think Tyler is an all-star or not. What we have been arguing is, why are those other guys ahead of him? And I was shocked that LaMelo Ball was leading the voting. Okay. Frog Boy broke it down.
He didn't break it down.
I broke it down, dude.
He just went shoes.
I broke it down.
And he didn't even break it down. I said, is that the shoes? He goes, yeah, he does have good shoes. Ooh. So he like stole my argument.
I broke it down like a girl at the club.
Oh, so you were, so you know you know why he's number one then, if that's the case.
Which is why I told them all to grow up.
The children?
You're a fan. Your ass hasn't grown up.
Grow up, dude.
You haven't grown up.
Grow up. You guys are voting for a merry-go-round at point guard.
Is there any bigger fanboy than Toby?
25 shots.
There isn't. Remember, he is a mouth.
He is actually really fun. I do enjoy watching LaMelo Ball.
Cool. You're mad that children
I would never.
You're mad that kids are voting for guys who wear the coolest shoes.
Dad, he did it while on a unicycle.
Is that not cool? That's pretty cool.
Like, come on. Like,
all right, kids.
What are you doing?
This next quarter, LaMelo Ball is going to play the entire quarter blindfolded. Ooh. And the basketball rim's gonna be on fire.
Wow.
Literally.
Game ops.
I just don't think you are being like you automatically, so you would take 3 guys out of that list.
Mm-hmm.
Out. And move Tyler up.
He's gonna cook him, dude.
Mm.
You see what he just did to the dude? Did you just see what he did to
We're trying to answer Houston, the question, why is Tyler ninth?
Did you just see what he did to Houston?
Yes.
So mad that they had to throw him to the ground.
Wasn't great for his all-star voting to get thrown on the ground like that.
I thought that would have been. It's probably the most publicity he's gotten all year.
It is, but it's like, oh my God, you see how he got thrown to the ground?
I can't vote for him.
It's like Jazz from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, how he got just thrown.
Take a break. Back after this.